Well, thank the Lord for the service thus far. I too thank the Lord for truth. Thank for how He delivered me out of Babylon. Confusion. Thankful for how God brought me to the light. Took me out of the darkness. Makes a difference. Get cataracts, can't see good, everything's dim. Spiritually, I had cataract surgery, I guess. I thank the Lord for that. A lot of questions when I was coming up and trying to be, trying to live their way. I had a lot of straight questions. I asked, if the Bible says not one sin on either gates of heaven, if I have to keep sinning, how can I get into heaven? Yeah. They had some explanation about how Jesus held up a sheet. It's just like Jesus holding up a sheet in front of you and can't see none of them sins. God can't see him. But that's not true. That is not true. You can't have fellowship with Christ. You can't have fellowship with God for sin in your life. I thank God for truth. I thank God my questions were answered.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't have to go to anybody to answer them, get them answered either. Like the story Brother Clark's told before about the guy said, if you can answer these 13 or 15 questions, I'll get saved. He was an atheist. And when he got saved, Christ answered all them questions. You know, I felt like one time I probably was saved living all I knew, but I couldn't get enough food. Couldn't get enough food. Hadn't said I had to sin. I knew something was different, though. I knew something was wrong that I couldn't sin. I knew that every time I asked God to forgive me, because there was a certain thing happening. There was some arguing in the house, and my stepfather was alcoholic, and they'd argue all the time. And I'd say, God, if you'll stop from arguing, I won't do that anymore. I didn't have any power. I'd be right back. I'd do good for a day or two. But I didn't have any power. Couldn't do it. But now, with God's help, if I tell God, I won't do that again, Lord, if you help me, then I ain't got to do it again. Because Christ gives me the power to overcome it. Amen. Anyway, that's not our thought tonight, but I thank God, though, for His power. And the thought that I've had on my mind that actually brought this Sunday at Warrensville, but I told Brother Preston, he texted me last night, and I still had the thoughts on my heart, and I didn't know why. I was planning on going to Marion tonight. Brother Preston texted me and said, do you have anything for tonight? I said, well, actually, I do. So, but CJ's already heard it one time. Got a little more scripture this time, maybe a little different, but with God's help, we want to talk about little as much when God is in it. You know, Brother Preston was talking about productivity, and I just break it down to where I understand it. I don't like to spin my wheels a lot. I don't like to waste gas, if you want to call it that, in the car, put it up on a set of blocks or be stuck in the mud and just spin, wasting my gas. I want to be productive. I want to be able to go. When I press the pedal to go, I want it to go somewhere. So, at work, everybody knows when I teach class or we have meetings or I have a meeting or anything, I want to get to the point. That's just how you be productive to me. I don't like to do something and not gain anything, but I appreciate that with God, if you'll give what God has you to give, whether it be a little bit or a whole lot, God will honor it. I appreciate that. But I often wonder sometimes, are we giving God everything that He gave us? I've used this example a bunch, but many years ago, God gave me a particular song, and I knew I was supposed to sing it, Brother Earl. I knew it. But I never sang it. I said, nope, that won't go good in service. A little while later, a year or more later, God took it from me and gave it to somebody else. Yeah. And it's blessed so many times. And I'm not saying God just wanted to use me, but what I'm saying, I honestly felt like God showed me a lesson through that. That if you won't do what I've asked you to do, I'll give it to somebody else. But in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verse 8 through 16, we want to look tonight. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise and go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse, And behold, I gather two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I can imagine this woman out gathering sticks. And this prophet came up to her and said, she's ready to die. To me, she's gave up, really. She's going to take this wood. Going to take what little meal she's got, a little bit of oil. She's ready for her and her son to eat. Give up. But then a man comes to her and says, if you'll make me a cake first. You know, it really wouldn't have mattered if she did or not. I think in my mind she's thinking, well, this is only going to last me a day or two. What does it matter if I die a day or two early?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she thought. But up in a couple verses up, it says that God commanded the woman there to sustain him. But she did. She went in, she baked the bread, and it had to be a struggle, Brother Preston. It had to be. Wondering if this guy knew what he was talking about. She didn't have God's spirit then. But she trusted that what he said was the truth. There's not many people today I can trust that way. If I know they don't have a witness of God, I can't trust them. Can't. If you trust the world and the follies of it, then you're trusting the wrong things.
Yes, sir.
But if God tells you to do something, if God tells you to give that last $20 you have, God will make a way for the rest.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it was your last little bit of money for gas for the week. Said, God, if I give it here, I can't get to work tomorrow. But how many times that God's provided for each and every one of us, not just me, but there's been so many times that God's provided. But you see here, she went ahead with it. She made the bread, the cake, and he ate. And the Bible says in the 16th chapter that the barrel of meal never wasted, and neither did the cruse of oil fail. And I just wonder what she thought every time she went back.
Yeah.
He's up. And felt the blessing of God. I believe she had to feel something.
Amen.
She had to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
That God chose her. Because he did. He chose her.
Yes. Yes.
To use her in that way. How many times are we willing to let God use us in that way? There's been a lot of doors God's opened up to me, and I say, God, are you sure? God, are you sure? When God asked me to minister, I waited a long time. Talked with several brothers about it. I didn't get the encouragement that I wanted. Because a couple brothers said, I'm not going to encourage you to do it. I'm not going to discourage you to do it. What I wanted them to say is, yeah, God's laid you on my heart, and I know you're the man. You're going to do it. God said he wants you to preach. That's not what I heard. And then the devil kept saying that you're going to say you're called to preach And then you're going to have to get back up, Brother Casey, and say, no, God never asked you to preach. Now, that's the way the enemy works. I'm sure he worked on her the same way while he was eating that bread.
Yeah,
I'm sure the enemy was working on her. He's just as real then. He came to Jesus. He went to Jesus and told him a bunch of lies. It had to work on her. But what has God called us to do tonight? There's a lot of us in here. God has gave a lot of people talents. I don't have time to go around the room to tell everybody what their talent is, but you can see some of them. There's some of them that are evident. But what about some that maybe you haven't polished yet? That God still wants you to uncover. That God still wants you to manifest. What are we going to do with that? You don't have to turn there, but in Matthew, the 14th chapter, I'm going to turn there. Anybody knows when I sing in the choir, I sing a song. If I don't have the words in front of me, I have a good tendency of changing words a little bit. Is that right, Brother Casey? They'll mean the same, but it might not be the same. Matthew 14. 16 to 21. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, we have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat. And were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. Now we know here what happened. Everybody's heard this story.
Yeah.
But I want to use Sister Tanya's testimony. If Brother Mike had sat in his seat when God gave him that testimony, she wouldn't have been able to get full. Now you say, that's a weird analogy, but it's not. Because God brought that meal back up to her mind then and used it to encourage her. And how many times have brothers or sisters got up and spoke by that testimony the next day or right then maybe you're going through the struggle and it's filled your soul up. But we find it so hard sometimes to get up out of our seat. We find it hard sometimes when people ask us questions to answer them. I don't think it's always that we're ashamed of it, because it's not that. It's scary. Sometimes it's plain out, somebody asks you a question, and I don't want to open up that whole can of worms. Because
yeah.
I know it's coming. Because let's face it, with truth, with all that the false denominations are offering, you can live any way you want to. When somebody hears the truth, they think, well, that's too hard. I just want to go back over here. I just want to go back where it's easy for me to live for God. Where I can go on Sunday mornings, as long as I pay my tithes, I don't have to be there Wednesday night or Sunday night. That's fine. They say it's okay. I can do what I want to all week long. As long as I get down to pray every night and ask God to forgive me. Or it's okay that I run around and visit places that I know I shouldn't go. Tickle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's out of our comfort zone. Brother Casey taught a lesson on that. It's out of that range that we feel comfortable.
True.
But sometimes, even though we don't want to open that can of worms, God wants us to get in those worms.
Yeah.
And dig around a little bit. Sometimes it's the only way people are going to get any truth. Sometimes it's that little spark is the only thing they have a chance
yes.
of getting lit.
That's true.
If we don't show them anything, anyone asks us questions, or anyone that we're in front of, how are they to see it? How are they to learn it? The little bit God gave you. The little trials He's brought you through. When's the last time opportunity came up you've been able to witness that God done this for me? God did this for me. God did this for Brother Preston. God did this for little Lexi. Had her prayed for Sunday night. To me, her little tooth's looking better already. If people ask, I'm going to tell them. If they don't ask, I'll probably tell them. I like to talk. I do. Amen. Some people have a problem getting in the middle of crowds and making friends. I don't have that problem. But I don't look down upon those that do. Everybody's not like me. Thank the Lord. And Samuel, I'm not going to turn here this time, but we all know the story of David and Goliath. But David, I have no doubt, they thought he couldn't do it. They know he couldn't do it. They was convinced that he was the least and he should not be going to the battle. But God led him there. I read a lot, little sayings, and I know probably everybody's heard it, but God won't bring you somewhere that he can't bring you through. God will never bring you to a place he can't bring you through. I believe he brought David right to that place. If David would have said, no, God, I'm not talented that way. David had done been through some training. They thought just because he was just watching the sheep, he couldn't possibly be ready to fight nobody. He couldn't possibly slew the giant. He got 5 smooth stones, but he only needed one. He only needed one. It was small. But God was in it. God was in it.
True.
We may have 5 stones in our pocket. God's asking us to get one out tonight. Maybe it's one you hadn't polished any at all. Maybe it's one you haven't exercised. God's asking us to dig in our pockets tonight. Don't hide it from him. In Luke 21, 1 through 4. Luke 21, 1 through 4. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth I shall say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have their own, have their abundance, cast into the offering of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she hath. She gave it all.
Right.
Maybe you don't have a gift to preach or teach. Sing in the choir. Be the choir leader. But what are you doing with the 2 mites God gave you?
Right.
Take it down a step. But what if it's just 1 mite? Are you willing to give it tonight? That's what God's looking for. That's what God's looking for. Brother Rusty, God ain't going to ask you to do something if he ain't prepared you for it. God is very fair in that way. God's not going to ask us to go and do something we can't handle. God's not going to ask us to do it. God's prepared us for it. We may not think so sometimes. But God has prepared us for it. God lets us go through battles, through trials, through sufferings, through afflictions. And we often look and wonder why. But it's to help. The edification of the saints. I truly believe that. I can't see no glory in me getting a kidney stone. But there's a reason for it, because I can testify that God has moved every time. The very first time I got one, I went to the hospital. And they didn't do anything for me but save the kidney stone. If that's all they can do, Brother Casey, there's no reason for me to go. But God, I knew it was a kidney stone the last few times, but God moved. He did something for me. Yeah, it didn't come immediately, Brother Rusty, but I kept praying and trusting. God, I don't want to do nothing about it. I want you to do it. Trusting. A mustard seed, we all know how little it is. But one scripture said if we just have the faith of the mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed, we could say to this mountain, be moved. I mean, this tree, But he moves and plants it in the sea. Small. Because little is much when God is in it.
Right.
In Matthew 25. I know I've jumped around a lot of places tonight, but Matthew 25 and 15. And we're not going to read all this. It's quite a bit of reading. But for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who has called his own servants and delivering to him the goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. I'm just going to paraphrase the rest of it. But that one that had 5, he used it. He multiplied it.
Right.
When he came back, he said, good and faithful servant. The one that he gave 2, he used it and he multiplied it. Good and faithful servant. But look in verse 24.
Yeah.
Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there hast thine, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take thou for the talent from him, and give unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that he hath. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God wants us to use the 1 talent he gives us.
Right.
We can't take and bury it. We have got to put it to use. In the scripture he says, I was afraid. Anybody been afraid when God's asked them to do something? Absolutely. I've been scared to death. But if I knew God asked me to do it, Brother Earl, I've got assurance that he will help you.
Absolutely.
He gave that 1 talent so that I had 10. He didn't have anything left. What do we have tonight? Do you have 10 talents? Some may have. Maybe you started out with 5 and you've used them and God's multiplied it.
Yeah.
But how about the one you still need to work on? There are probably some in here that don't need to work on it. Maybe they've made all of it. But tonight, what God has asked is for us to use what God has given us.
Right.
We think as a small group right here tonight, that we can't make a change. But we can. We have to get into the mindset. See, God had to work on me with being negative. Every time I'd get into a meeting or every time somebody had said, you think we can do this, my first answer was always no. No. Can't be done. But God worked on me with that. Now, there still might be some times that I might say, I don't think it can happen, but for the most part, I say, I'm willing to give it a try. If you think it'll work, I'll try it. Because God wants us to have a positive attitude. I definitely feel that way. If God asks you to do something, say, God, I will try it.
Yeah.
Exactly. No scripture says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If Christ gives you the assurance, or ask you to do something, you can do it. I'm not going to go back and read this either, but in the same scripture started out with in 1 Kings, that widow's son died in the next few verses. Died. Now, what was going through this widow's head? I liken it too if it was me and my son. I would rather for me and my son both to die than that you kept the bread and not even got the blessing. Because now both of us are gone. She took her son to that man of God. And he prayed. And he wept. And he cried aloud. And God raised him. And then she said, I truly know thou art the servant of God. She knew then he was God's servant. But it took faith. If she hadn't at first gave her that bread, baked that cake, and then that oil, they both would have died. I believe they're going to have a reward. Do you want your reward or not? Has God asked you to make a cake, so to speak? Has God asked you to give all that you have? Now, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about things you can do for God.
Right.
Maybe it is money. Maybe it's your time. Talent. I thought about it as we were singing the song. Well, I butchered that song up. And Sister Tanya said she didn't feel comfortable singing it. Well, I didn't feel comfortable singing it either. I had it in my head, but I lost it as soon as I started. But you know what? To defeat the devil, I still was going to try. I butchered it up miserably. Now, I'm not embarrassed a bit about it. I really don't care. I'd give up and do it again, Brother Casey. I did the same thing at Warrensville Sunday morning, didn't I, CJ? I made up my own tune. But praise God, at least the words came out. And I'm not bragging about me. I'm telling you that with God, if you make a flop of it, it can still be blessed. With all things, with God, all things are possible. Take the talent God gives you, the time He gives you. Maybe you only have a window of opportunity of 10 minutes that God gives you sometimes to talk to somebody. 10 minutes, short span of time. God told me, and I'll try to hush about stories, but God told me one time to stop at a particular house as I was going somewhere, something I wanted to do very bad. I had plans. And I was on the way to fill out them plans. It was fun, something that the flesh would enjoy. But God told me to stop this person's house, these people's house. I didn't stop. They were having heated discussions. I didn't know it. I stopped. Maybe I could have helped. I'm not saying I could have helped, but I knew God asked me to stop. I did. I missed my window of opportunity to use the talent. God could have used me. God could have used anybody, but I was there at that time. You wasn't.
Yeah.
If God gives you an opportunity, stop. Sister Faith stopped.
Yeah.
A window of opportunity, Faith, if you would have missed it. That small point in time.
That's true.
I didn't get a second chance, Brother Preston. The whole time I was there that night, I knew I should have stopped. I couldn't enjoy myself like I wanted to. I might as well have stopped. I'm just telling you, if God asks you to do something, stop. Do it. Brother Clark used the example of eating his pork chops one night, taking somebody some groceries. That would have been hard. But God wanted to use his talent. What talents do you have tonight that God gave you? God's trying to get you to use. How are we going to use them? I believe in my heart, it's up to you now what you do with it.
Right.
If you choose to bury your talent, and I'm just going to bring it down today, and Jesus comes back, and we hadn't used it, be the same thing that said then. Another scripture says, if you know to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him is sin.
Yep.
See, that's pretty hard. Yeah, it's pretty straight. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'd rather God be straight with me.
Yes, yes.
Then I get to the judgment and I find out I was wrong. these people told me I could live any old way was wrong. But they told me. But God will be faithful to your heart. He's been faithful to us tonight. And not because I spoke. It's because I felt like I told Brother Preston, I've already testified that I still have it on my heart. Little as much as God, when God is in it. Yep, it's a small congregation. It's a small few people here tonight. It's not lined up. We didn't have to put extra seats out and they're lined up out the back. But what are we going to do tonight? How are we going to leave here tonight? How are we going to testify? How are we going to live tomorrow? We need to live tonight, right now, like it's our last day. Jesus is going to come back at 10 o'clock. This guy said it's Saturday. It won't be Saturday. I can tell you, it might be before Brother Kim preached the message. It might be before Saturday or after, but it probably won't be Saturday when he said. Because they're looking for him. There's no doubt people believe that are probably walking a little bit different right now. But it's the way we as real Christians walking every day. I don't know why I'm on that for it, but praise God. Use what talent God has given you.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to use it. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's hard. You say, well, I've never done it before. But with God, He will help you. Let Him guide you tonight. Amen. Brother CJ, turn it back to you, brother.